Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to Beat Mix? I know Kirk from Sumner is. Kirk, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Kirk has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
In baseball, how many strikes does it take before the umpire calls out?
Three.
Correct. What Disney character is known for flying on a magic carpet?
Aladdin.
Yes. What athlete is in the news for selling more jerseys than the entire Cowboys roster last year?
Pass.
Beginning with J, what is the real first name of Jack Nicholson?
Jonathan.
No.
James.
No.
John?
Yes. How many days is a fortnight?
14.
Correct. Drive and Wish You Were Here are hit songs by what band?
A pass.
The first two flavors of Gatorade were lemon, lime, and what?
Orange.
Correct. A dog sweats the most through which part of its body?
It's head.
No.
It's back. It's butt. It's
no.
Legs.
No. Yeah. How many Olympic Games have been hosted in Africa?
One.
No. Kirk, you got five correct.
That was enough to beat him, what, yesterday was it?
Okay.
Yesterday.
Okay, so there is hope. There is hope that he's not going to hit 100, but he came in here hot.
Stormed in.
Wow.
What?
He, like, stormed in, ran in.
I'm just fired up to play this damn game, you know. Don't break your chair, man.
He's sick of us talking about it. Now he's going to be about it.
I'm going to be about it. You know it.
Let's see. Steve, are you about to play a song? Yeah. You haven't even won yet.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
No. Oh.
Let's go. You know it, Tanny.
Yeah.
It is too soon for this.
The game is on the line. It's go time.
I want to walk on stage somewhere.
No.
99 wins.
Steve's 100 is coming.
Stops now as we quest.
Now I really hope you lose.
For 100.
Steve, are you ready?
Not yet.
I hate this.
I kind of want this to play every Beat Mix now.
I'm so tense. I'm flexing. I'm feeling the moment. There's a lot of pressure, Sarah.
There is.
Oh, let's go. Let's make it happen. Ask me the damn question. I'm ready to win.
I want to give Kirk like an extra like 5 points now because of this. Okay, Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
In baseball, how many strikes does it take before the umpire calls out?
Three.
Correct. What Disney character is known for flying on a magic carpet?
Aladdin.
Correct. What athlete is in the news for selling more jerseys than the entire Cowboys roster last
year? Caitlin Clark.
Yes. Beginning with J, what is the real first name of Jack Nicholson?
John.
Yes. How many days is a fortnight?
A Post Malone.
No.
14.
Yes. Drive and Wish You Were Here are hit songs by what band?
Incubus.
Yes. The first two flavors of Gatorade were lemon, lime, and what?
Orange.
Yes. A dog sweats the most through which part of its body?
The tongue.
No.
Oh. The nose?
No.
I'm just drooling. The eyes?
No, what?
The paws.
There we go. How many Olympic Games have been hosted in Africa?
I'm going to go 2.
No.
1.
No.
3.
No. Typically, what kind of nut is in a Wardorf salad?
Cashew.
What? Steve, it doesn't matter because you got 7 correct, which is a win. 7-5. Congratulations on your 100th win. I gotta give it to you. Pretend there's confetti going all over you because we didn't bring guns.
Honestly, this song is better than confetti.
I wouldn't go that far. Confetti's great.
Farewell, 99 wins.
We're in the triple digits now.
Triple digits in April. That's impressive.
How many losses?
Only 26.
Damn.
Yeah, that's...
See?
Wow. You're actually pretty good at this, aren't you?
Here we go.
It's the final countdown.
Can you name one other song by Europe?
No. And I had the record when I was a kid.
No, and just listen to this over and over.
I had it on
and
CD,
over.
And I'd listen to the record, and once the next song would play, I'd be like, I don't want to hear this one. And I would skip back to the final countdown all the time.
Wow.
I don't even know. I remember the album cover art, but I can't remember the name of
any
the
other
record.
Song.
Nothing else. You finally did get a dog sweats mostly through its paws.
Yeah.
How many Olympic Games have been hosted in Africa?
I'm just going to go 4.
It's kind of a trick question.
Is it 0?
It's 9.
I was going to guess that, but I was like, she wouldn't do that to me.
I sure would.
Yep.
And then cashews. I don't know what salad has cashews
walnuts.
In it.
Almonds.
There we go. It's walnut. Oh. It's walnut.
Here's my problem. I was just so fired up. I pictured a walnut, but I couldn't think of what it was called, so I just yelled cashews. So I was like, I need to say something.
Cashews!
Cashews!
Well, you still won, Steve. Congratulations.
100.
That felt good.
Rockaholics, one of the most popular singers, just apologized for being a dumbass. Who is it? We're going to tell you after Aerosmith.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Morgan Wallen spoke out for the first time since his arrest for throwing a chair off of a roof. He said, quote, I didn't feel right publicly checking in until I made amends with some folks. I'm not proud of my behavior, and I accept responsibility. However, if you looked at his mugshots, you would think that he was actually proud.
Well, in all fairness, he was drunk when the mugshot was taken. I feel like he might have redeemed himself if later on he realized how much of an idiot he was. I do appreciate that he just basically, in so many words, said, I was an idiot. My bad.
He also touched on some of his troubles at one of his shows, and here is the audio of that.
When I was a junior in high school, I almost got kicked off the team. I was a little rowdy back then. Yes, I'm still a little rowdy now. But Coach Davis, man, he never gave up on me. And there's been a lot of people in my life who never gave up on me, some of them in this building tonight.
I gave up on him when he cut his mullet. I feel like, you know, after that, it's been downhill. Are you a Morgan Wallen guy, girl?
No.
Yeah, I tried for a second because everyone was just talking about how much they love him. Like, he was kind of like the, even though I'm not a country music fan, like trying to keep up on what's popular and see why is it popular. And I listened to a couple of his songs when I was driving home, and I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah, it doesn't quite work for me. But back when this incident happened, TMZ chatted with Michael Phillips, who was the security guard who witnessed all of this chaos when Morgan tossed the chair. So here he is talking about what happened.
Well, I was working the front door where everybody comes in at, and I wasn't checking IDs, I was checking bags. Seeing him came in with 2 bodyguards. At first, didn't know it was him because I wouldn't think he'll come in broader daylight like that, though, because we got a VIP section for famous people. So I didn't really think it was him. I know he looked like him, but he went straight to the rooftop probably about 30 minutes later. I had a call on my walkie-talkie. Somebody threw a chair off the rooftop. Almost hit a metro car, so went straight to the rooftop, and me and another security guard grabbed him, took him down the elevator, escorted him out to get to the metro.
Which is crazy, because when we were at Chuck E. Cheese, we were in that upper loft area, Taryn got so wasted, she tried to throw a chair
Thankfully, yeah. Bree and the security over at Chuck E. Cheese shut that down quickly because that would have been very embarrassing.
Yeah,
there were kids out there playing and you just lost your mind.
I just wanted to pull a Morgan Wallen.
You were just so fired up about their delicious pizza.
It was so good.
I got a feel for like security guards that have to deal with like idiots like him that are, not, A, you're dealing with a drunk idiot, but then you're also dealing with a drunk idiot who's probably pulling the "don't you know who I am? I'm a big star" kind of attitude.
Well, yesterday, you might recall, Steve Miggs, we had a lot of fun taking calls from rockaholics that drive for a living with driver horror stories. So instead of the Tortured Poets Department, which is the name of the new Taylor Swift album, we were calling it the Tortured Drivers Department. We took all of those stories and had AI make a wonderful song.
All based on it.
So, all based on these stories.
So I have a sample of the song that AI made, which was kind of trippy. So we had some calls that were just all over the place what drivers had to deal with. I think a couple of our favorites included... One dude had to deal with, he was an Uber driver, and an escort came into his car, you know, paid the fare, but also was trying to get him to pay her fare as well, if you know what I mean.
She's a businesswoman.
And there were other ones where one woman liked to flash people, and then another guy, unfortunately, had to deal with, like, hundreds of rabbits on the road while he was driving a truck. And we just plugged that all into this AI software and said, hey, create a song, create a country song that time around, and this is what it gave us.
Passing by the truck stop where the escorts gather. They offer their services, but I politely decline, no matter.
Nope.
Just
nope.
Chasing freedom in this never-ending quest. With rabbits running round, dodging them is the ultimate test. On the open road, where the memories are made.
I'd rather listen to that than Morgan Wallen, to be honest with you.
Same. So this time around, in honor of security having to deal with Morgan Wallen, we want to hear from the rockaholics that have worked security. Call us up now if you have ever had a crazy story working as a security guard. When did you have to deal with a total idiot or any other crazy story from your security work? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls at 720.
The Daily Mix Show.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Rockaholics, call us now if you have a crazy story working as a security guard. When did you deal with an idiot or any other crazy story? 206-803-ROCK. Leo in Seattle, you had some prostitutes walk into the bar you were working at, and then what happened?
Yeah. So they walked into our bar. Four of them at least were cool, and then one of them was way too drunk. I guess she snuck in. The other security guard let her in. It's our job to remove two drunk, participants. So I went to try to remove her. And, of course, the bigger lady went over to me and started telling me, you know, that that's not okay. Don't try to kick us out. And then started trying to accuse me of racism. From there, it just escalated with words. And then eventually to them slapping me multiple times.
Damn.
At least half the bar got up and supported me to help get them out, but they snuck in at least a couple more before they left.
Leo, I have a weird question, and maybe because I didn't know this until one time we were at a hotel in Dallas. I was like, there's so many attractive girls here. And someone's like, that's because they're all hookers. And I was like, oh. So were these like gnarly looking prostitutes, or were these like these high end prostitutes that go to like hotel bars trying to like hook up with the businessmen?
Oh, they could not have been very high quality, although they were pretty good looking. But they were very loosely dressed.
Okay.
It was very obvious. Yeah.
That was one of the most mind-blowing things. And then we saw it at one of the radio conventions again. We were like, who's that girl? Like, and then we're like, oh.
She wants late night daddy's money.
Well, she wasn't getting late night daddy's money. She wasn't getting early daddy's money. She wasn't getting none of daddy's money. Maybe the dude from North Carolina's money, but not mine, I'll tell you.
No.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Give us a call if you have ever worked security and you had to deal with an idiot or any other crazy story.
I do like this. It says, I wasn't a security guard, but I did witness one chase down a shoplifter and body check him right into the Bartell Drugs window. That was pretty cool.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, that's not observing and reporting. That's observing and wrecking people's lives.
That is insane.
Someone said, I once had to kick Steve Miggs out of a bar for getting drunk and ripping the handicap bars off the wall. Okay, that wasn't me, but I love that story. LOL. Another text at 206-803-ROCK. I work security guard at an office building. Yeah, it doesn't have to be bars. Like, we have security guards here that have to make sure everything's up on the up and up. And this person texted in and said that I had to kick out two coworkers in that building that were full on doing it in the elevator. It was after hours. They were drunk. It was hilarious and awkward.
What do you think the Numo security folks would say about us when we all went out there together that one time?
Oh, they'd definitely say that they were very unrational or not rational in kicking us out for being just good, upstanding human beings, avoiding an incident.
We did nothing wrong.
Well, in our eyes, we did nothing wrong. I still don't know exactly what happened. All I remember is just Danny pushing some dudes into a wall. Because apparently one of them hit, or not intentionally hit, but like bumped into Sarah in a very aggressive way.
And then Sarah kind of started to go down. And
then I'm like, we're fighting. We're fighting. We're all drunk.
That was honestly my favorite part, though, was that you guys were ready to defend our honors. All for one, one for all.
The amount of security guards that have kicked me out of different places, I just imagine they all have stories about me.
I'm starting to think it wasn't really, it wasn't us, it was Danny.
I just get aggressive, man.
For all we know, the guy might have actually, like, he might have been like, ma'am, you dropped your hat. And he's like, screw you. Don't touch.
Keep your hands off me.
You don't touch women.
We are wanting to hear more of your security guard stories, Rockaholics. 206-803-ROCK. If you've ever had to deal with an idiot working security or any other crazy story from security work.
Somebody just texted in at 206-803-ROCK and said, I work security in casinos and I could write a book about some of the idiots that I've had to deal with. One of my favorites was a guy who ran up to a blackjack table, took all the chips and started running off like as if he could cash them in, like we wouldn't figure out who it was.
Who the thief is going to be.
That's a drunken idea right there. Like, I'll just take everybody else's chips, run to the table or run to the window, cash them out. By the time that it doesn't work that way.
No, you're going to get caught.
Yeah. Another person says, I worked at a rock club, and sometimes the biggest D-bags would be the bands that were playing, not even the people in the crowd. I've dealt with a lot of drunk people, but entitled rock stars could be the worst that I've ever had to deal with.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
That'd probably leave a rotten taste in your mouth.
Another text. I was offered sex in the security office by my coworker because she was bored.
That sounds like a work perk.
It depends on what if you're attracted to her.
206-803-ROCK. We are talking to our Rockaholic security guards this morning.
I'm starting to feel for the ones that work in the hospital security. Because one person's had certain things thrown at them. They've been spit on. They're life-threatened. I worked in Capitol Hill. Had a lot of people that were homeless come in. Some of these stories just sound completely gnarly. It's a very thankless job.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always very grateful for not when we're getting thrown out of a bar ourselves. But I'm always very thankful for people keeping the peace. Funny?
You bring up the whole thing about after we got kicked out. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go over to security guards and let them know we're good. Even though, they need to know that we're good. But, I talked to the guys that the incident happened between, smoothed it all out. They were like, we're drunk. I'm like, that's okay. We're drunk, too. I think there was just a massive, things just happened, and it was just a bad moment. And we all walked away, and we were fine. I went to the security guard. I was like, hey, just to let you know everything's good. And he's like, get away from the door.
Oh, no.
I'm just trying to say, hey, there's not going to be any chance of, because they kicked us all out at the same time. And I'd imagine that there's been situations where people have all been kicked out at the same time. And then it ends up in a giant fight.
Oh, yeah. And the way that you were kind of, because I would have gotten in a fight outside because I was just still reeling from, my adrenaline was still high and everything. And so I just stood back. And Steve is the one that went and calmed everything down. But I'm sure they thought we were going to fight.
Oh, the security did, but the two guys, I think, when I went over there, they had this look of, pure panic. Like, oh, crap. Now we're fighting. And I was like, well, I'm not here to fight. I just want to figure out what the hell just happened.
Revis is on I-5, and you worked security at a fireworks stand.
Yeah, we had a family friend that owned a fireworks stand, and so I was the guy that would kind of sleep over and make sure that nobody broke in. And one time, this guy came up just as we were about to close, and as I was talking to him, as he walked up, I realized that he was a guy that I'd been in homeroom with in high school. We'll call him Mike. And,
okay.
And because that's his name. Anyway, but as we were talking, this massive explosion goes off, maybe a quarter mile away. And neither of us flinched. We were just looking at each other in the eyes. And he said, hey, if you ever need to buy anything like that, I can hook you up. And he gave me a business card, you know, and it was just a regular business card, but he was definitely implying that, you know, he would have the explosives for me. And I happened to mention it later on to my best friend from high school. And he said, you know, back in high school, I ended up giving him my anarchist cookbook. And so that's probably where he learned how to, you know, blow stuff up.
Wow. So you were dealing with the dude that started that explosion.
No, he wasn't. But the fact that like, I just don't flinch at anything.
Right.
And, you know, I'm the guy that would be killed in a fight or flight thing because I wouldn't run and I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't fight. And this guy, he was definitely used to being around explosions. I mean, it was massive.
Terrifying. That's crazy. I was like, hey, I could get you some stuff if you need it. I'm good, buddy. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, Meg, so now that we have these stories,
okay,
we're going to put them into the AI song-making website that you have become very well acquainted with.
So we got Mike who set off explosions. We've got an escort that slapped a security guy, the body checker at a Bartels. Yeah, we'll enter all those into the Suno.com song-making AI website.
Can I make a suggestion for the genre?
Okay, so yesterday it was a country song.
I think it's got to be metal.
Metal?
I want it to be like heavy metal.
You want a heavy metal security song?
Death metal. I don't know. I feel like metal is the move. So you've heard the stories, Rockaholics. Now let's see what kind of song we get with the tortured security department after Linkin Park.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
We just took some great calls and got some incredible text messages from Rockaholics sharing their crazy stories while working as security guards. So we took these stories and we put them into this awesome website called Suno.com, and they will turn anything into a song for you.
They will. And it's kind of creepy because it happens rather quickly.
Artificial intelligence made us a tortured security department song.
I kind of wish we had a longer song, though. I was getting nervous because it was taking a second to put together this song. So you wanted a heavy metal song about the issues that we have with security department, the security guards.
Do you have to tell them no explicit lyrics?
Yeah. If you try and put things that are a little too risque, they'll say we can't create this. So AI has morals, unlike us.
Of course.
Which I think is kind of funny. So it did put together a song. The song is called Guardians of Chaos. You wanted a metal song. Taryn Daly, you got a metal song. Are you ready for the song?
I'm so excited.
All right, so this is about the main stories it seems like it's going to be touching on are the someone getting slapped by an escort, dude setting off explosions, dude getting body checked at a Bartels, and we'll just kind of see what happens from there.
I can't wait.
Well, here's the world premiere of our tortured security department song, Guardians of Chaos. Oh. It starts right in the middle. Let's have it start at the beginning.
Shop.
Yeah, Kevin
10
Deers.
10 p.m. Kevin Deers will have this song.
Play this on Metal Shop.
Guardians of Chaos.
It's still going. I like Mike sets off explosions. Chaos in his wake. We wield the power, the forces will break.
That is a masterpiece. AI is crushing it.
I gotta say, that was better than the country song yesterday.
I'm glad we went with metal. That seems like it was very appropriate.
Slapped by an escort.
The tortured security department. And speaking of Taylor Swift, she apparently included a shout out to Jason Kelsey in her song Alchemy on the new album, The Tortured Poets Department.
Okay, so I know like she's causing beef with, like, you know, was it Kim Kardashian? I think there's like a song that name checks her. So I hope she's not saying anything mean about Jason Kelsey.
You would never. He's America's sweetheart.
Drunker of chaos.
So he obviously had that shirtless moment that went down in history during the Chiefs-Bills game last season. And the lyrics says...
He wasn't just shirtless. He was shirtless in freezing cold weather where, like, snow was all over the stadium. I mean, they had to, like shovel snow to be able to have people sit in that stadium. And what does he do? Jump out of a suite in freezing cold weather, take off his shirt, and just start crushing beers.
Well, do you want to hear her incredible lyric?
You know what?
Legendary.
I'm a little nervous because I think the story is so epic that it's going to be such a badass story to turn into a song. But I don't know if Taylor Swift's going to make this into like some like upbeat badass. I feel like it's going to be kind of a sad thing.
The lyric says, quote, shirts off and your friends lift you up over their heads, beer sticking to the floor.
Okay.
You want to hear the clip?
Why not?
Here it is.
Shirts off and your friends lift you up over their heads. Fear sticking to the floor. Cheers chanted because they said there was no chance. Trying to be the greatest in the league. Where's the trophy? He just comes running over and makes us down.
At first, it sounded like you were singing in a bathroom. Like, okay, relax. I could be a fan of Taylor Swift and still make fun of Taylor Swift, you know?
Okay.
Oh, you know, we got an angry Swiftie over here.
No, and it's fine. It's because Sarah and I have been having this argument every morning about this new album. And
I'm glad we're not in for these arguments.
I was a big fan of it at first, like you were, Steve. Yep. And then as I've listened more and more to it, I'm just like, God, this record is so sleepy.
Can I tell you, I actually finally did listen to a song off of it, and because it was the Post Malone song.
Okay.
So I was curious, what does this sound like? It sounds like she and Posty recorded it, but then she was like, just make sure to turn Post Malone's vocals down really low, because I want to be the star.
How dare you say something
I'm
like
just
that.
Saying, okay, it was like barely, I'm like, I was trying to listen, where's Post Malone? Where's
my
Post
issue, Malone? I'm starting, when I have listened to it at first, I was like, oh, some cool lyrics, some good stuff, whatever, I was feeling it. But then I started listening more, and I'm like, every song kind of sounds the same.
Thank you!
And it's almost like she found a formula. It's like her own version of Nickelback. When Nickelback figured out what sells well, they kept writing the same song that sounds like that one song.
And my other favorite part is everyone that keeps defending her lyrics, and I can't figure out why they would do that.
Because they're great.
I mean, okay.
You have to know the meaning behind them, okay?
Oh, I didn't know I needed to like have like Cliff Note versions of what's going on before I listen to a song.
Shirts off, beer sticking to the floor. Wow, that is poetry.
Doesn't it? Oh,
she's a tortured poet.
Tortured poet.
Doesn't it make it feel better knowing that it's about Jason, though?
Sure.
Did you know it was about Jason before this segment, Sarah?
Yes.
No, you did
not. She literally says, like, touchdown in the song.
Getting the trophy, run it back to me.
You know what song's better than that?
Every song?
Now, this is a song.
I am upset.
She should write out the lyrics, then put them into AI, and AI might improve her thought process.
You're going to give Taylor Swift advice, Taryn Daly? Really?
Oh, hey, look, you got a good text here. That was the first Taylor Swift song I've ever heard. I'm glad I've never investigated her songs. That was awful.
Okay, I wouldn't say that's like the first one you should listen to, or that it's like her best.
Don't start there.
Yeah, don't start there.
Another person, I'd rather listen to Guardians of Chaos than anything by Taylor Swift ever again.
We're going to have an entire LP by the end of this week.
I know. So far we got country. Now we've got a metal song. Now we got to figure out what we're going to do tomorrow.
I'm excited.
Well, we have to make one that's like Taylor Swift.
Nope. Sorry.
Like her genre.
What is that?
I don't even know
Sleepy...
what that is. Tortured poet.
It's greatness.
Okay.
Okay.
It's torture, all right.
So it said it took me 4 hours to listen to that record. The only song that stuck out was the one with all the F-bombs.
Yeah.
She does cuss a lot.
Yep.
And every time you pull up like a song just to play off of your computer, I'm like, oh, God, Steve, we have to bleep Taylor Swift these days.
I know. I have to look at her lyrics more than I have to listen to like a Steel Panther song.
That's right. She's getting a little wild.
She's getting edgy. Rockaholics, we know that at some point you have had a ridiculous run-in with the law, one that you will never forget. Call us up now as we want to hear the story. And your story will give you the chance at winning tickets to see In This Moment at the Moore Theater. Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls at 750.
The Daily Mix Show.
Odyssey is
is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.